floor, stroking bore, seat cover starting to gain. Now, Beaver, you were trucking with a rubber duck, and I'm about to pull a plug on your drain.
This is the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is Absolute Deicide. And yeah, we're on the road here. We're in New Hampshire on our way to Fun Spot. We took a little pit stop here at this fancy... We're in New Hampshire. It's a fancy... must be like a local place or something called McDonald's or something like that. I don't know. I fucking stopped because I had to piss. I've been driving for like fucking 2 hours or so. There's two slots dancing in the parking lot right now with a Halloween bucket. I don't know what it is. They're holding up a sign that says something car wash, maybe. I don't know. The fucking slots want to wash my car. That'd be all right. Only problem being this fucking giant rust all around the fucking rocker panels that I, you know, there's fucking giant fucking sharp rust edges they can fucking get tetanus from. That'd be pretty funny. I'd like to leave my mark. So we're on our way to Fun Spot. I want to fucking do the whole thing, so we don't have to fucking edit too much later. It's episode 98, I want to say, I believe. We'll just go with that. Gruntfreepress.com is the website, blah blah blah. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. And we're on our way. We're going up to fucking Fun Spot here. It's 11 a.m. right now. Left at 9, so I've been driving for like 2 hours or so. It's fucking driving me nuts. This is a fucking shitty ride. Because, it's going through Boston, which is a fucking nightmare to begin with. Man, that fucking tunnel is a piece of garbage. It's fucking just like, there's patches everywhere, fucking road patches going all over it. And everybody just drives like a fucking asshole. People just right in front of you. It's like, there's a spot so I can fucking change lanes or whatever and get the fuck out of here. They try to change lanes and fucking whatever. People just right in front of you and just fucking like, speed up, slam on the brakes and shit. It's a fucking nightmare. And I figured, I'm like, whatever. I'll get through fucking Boston. It'll be good. Be a good drive. Nice and whatever. Nothing happens in New Hampshire, I don't think. Even like through there, it's just fucking start and stop, fucking stop and go traffic, which is pretty shitty. I don't know what that's about. It's Memorial Day or some shit weekend. It's Saturday, so I don't know. I don't know what that is. It's a bunch of cranes and shit with like American flags hanging from them. I think that's for Memorial Day. I don't know what that is. I'm not religious. It's only like an hour or so drive. I was taking a break, seeing what's up here. I get a call from the hotel yesterday. They switched my room for some reason. I don't know. Maybe they put me in one with like cameras in it or something, so they can watch me jerk off. I'm thinking. I'll make sure to put on a show with them for them. Don't worry. I don't know what else. I mean, it's still fucking, is that an hour away from Fun Spot. Just taking a breather. It's a long drive. That's about it. I don't know what these sluts are doing, but shaking their asses in short shorts. That's something. We might hang out here for a little bit, and I don't know. See if they want to go to a cottage and get raped, maybe. I mean, maybe something they can look into. We'll see. We'll see how much I got to offer them for that. I'll be back. But next time it should be... I got to go to Fun Spot first before I even go to the hotel. I can't check into the hotel until 2, I believe. So I still get like... it's hopefully noon time. I still have like a couple hours or so to fuck around at Fun Spot. I'll check back. Hopefully at the world's largest arcade on our little adventure here.
Texas lizard on glass. 1,000 pedals was mashing the metal, and bears was a-walking the grass. We trucked all day and we trucked all night, Big Benny improving our style. We could tell by the smell we was heading for hell, and the devil was Dirty Lyle.
So we are here. We're at a fun spot. This is part two of the parking lot podcast, I guess. So I was fucking just pulled into the parking lot here. So I got about an hour and a half before I can go to my hotel room there. It's pretty convenient. It's only like half a mile away or so. It's the 1848 Inn, which I don't care about saying it now, because I'm not gonna fucking, by the time this goes up, I won't be there. So I was thinking, there's the 1488 Inn, that's something completely different, I think. But so we'll see how that goes. But yeah, so yeah, I'm sitting in the parking lot right now, just smoking a butt and just kind of chilling before I head in there. It's fucking nice town, I gotta say. Nice ride. Once I get past the bullshit of fucking whatever, the Massachusetts, like New Hampshire border, which is pretty fucking shitty. I got into like actual New Hampshire. It's pretty nice. I mean, it's fucking just mountains everywhere, fucking trees and shit. A lot of hills. Well, mountains, you would say. I think those are what they call the big hills. A lot of gun shops. I noticed a lot of fucking fucking Massachusetts, like every corner is like a fucking Dunkin' Donuts. Then, like, I guess most New Hampshire, every other corner is a gun shop, or you get a shooting range to shoot your guns, I guess, or a church. So, not a fan of that, but the other two is pretty fucking cool. It's fucking nice day. It's fucking kind of hot, but whatever. So fun spot. I'm here. I mean, I don't know what to say. I mean, it doesn't look like too much from the outside. Got a bingo hall over here on my left. That's kind of neat. Maybe let's go play bingo. That's a fun game. Just from the outside, it's like a fucking big fucking house or some shit, or like a small warehouse type of deal. Just kind of plain fucking brown, like whatever. Just whatever entrance to fun spot. And yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get like an hour or so to fuck around in there. Probably gonna just go in, check the place out, walk around for a little bit. I don't know if we'll even play anything. Maybe we'll see. But yeah, I mean, fucking, like I said, an hour or so, probably check back from the hotel room. But we are here. We made it safely, more or less. So yeah, I'll check back in from the hotel. I'll give you the rundown on that. And this is the Grunt Free Press fucking road trip episode, so you get every painstaking detail as we fucking head there. All right, so I'll check back in hour and a half or so. It'll be like nothing to you.
Now Lyle was a creep. He was tacky and cheap, but he had him a badge and a gun. He hated the duck and he hated his truck, and he loved to bust truckers for fun. So he followed the line and he bided his time, and he watched for his chance to strike. Then he picked on a trucker, yeah, wiry old sucker. He had a trucker called Spider Mike. But the great rubber duck sort of run out of luck when he crossed that final bridge. There's choppers and rigs full of guns and pigs. They's wall to wall on the ridge. He showed no fear as he grabbed his gear and he stuck it to Granddaddy Low. Them guns went boom and his ass went zoom, and the Mac took a terminal blow.
Oh, how about you, Big Nasty? Come on there, say listen, Big Nasty. We sure are glad you're along on this here run to kick ass, don't you know? On 10-4, I know you can't see kick ass on the same back.
Well, that big black Mac stopped dead in her tracks when the trailer blew high in the air. There was pieces of truck and some pieces of duck, junk and debris everywhere. Then the rig took a drink and commenced to sink, and there was no duck no more. But that evil smile from dirty old Lyle showed south from the North Texas shore.
Plus we got 90 pound boy, fucking cruising.
All right, so we're here. We're in the hotel. What the fuck you would call it? Not really a hotel. It's just like cottages. It's like a fucking biker place, pretty much. I'd say it's fucking Laconia, New Hampshire is all fucking biker central. Saw somebody with a license plate that said New Hampshire Hick earlier. So I get the idea. I mean, fucking right now I'm recording this fine establishment. I'm in the bathroom right now. It seemed like the quietest place. So this place isn't as secluded as I was thinking. I mean, I was thinking it's all, I thought it was all this shit, like, way back in the woods, like, you know what I mean, like, fucking, it's all, like, standalone cottages, so I was thinking, like, one cottage over here, like, back in the woods, and, like, another one over here, they're all pretty close together, whatever, it's not a big fucking deal, because I was hoping for, like, true, like, solitude, like I was saying, not as Friday the 13th inspired as I was hoping, more, fucking trailer park or some shit like that, I'd say. Just fucking little houses or whatever, little dwellings all next to each other. But yeah, I'm probably the least secluded. That's the only thing, is fucking just I'm like right up front, like, which is cool, is just fucking like whatever. My car is like right there near the fucking entrance, like whatever. The guy's like, yeah, just park on the lawn, fucking whatever, fuck it. Alright, cool, it works for me. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty, it's nice. I mean, it's fucking couple of, like, separate rooms, two beds, like, one small bed, one big bed, TV, AC, fucking fridge, microwave, blah, blah, blah. I'm recording in the bathroom right now. This is an actual fucking shit cast, just because I figured, like, AC, you know, I want to let the AC just fucking go, like, fuck it, you know what I mean? It's fucking pretty muggy out there, so I want to keep that going, and I'm fucking just whatever. And the shitter, I just took a dump. So like I said, it's fucking definitely the shittiest podcast on the internet. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I went to fucking Fun Spot. So I wasn't there for, what is that, like an hour and a half or so. And yeah, I was worried, like fucking, like I say, I'm like, I'm going to blow like through all my fucking money and shit and then just be pissed as, you know, whatever. I'm fucking have no money, you know, blowing through like hundreds of dollars and like, you know what I mean? Like fucking a few hours, but I was there for like an hour and a half. I put $20. You got to do like the tokens or whatever. A little cup of tokens, $20 worth. And fucking, I was at least an hour and a half or so. And, I don't think I even did like half of that. You know what I mean? Maybe like $5 or $6 or so. I mean, I was just fucking walking around. I didn't even really check the entire place out. I just went to the first floor that I walked into was the, all like the classic shit, you know, all like the, 80s and 90s type games, which is, I mean, there's just a fucking ton of them, you know what I mean? Like I was watching like videos of it and shit. Doesn't really, you see someone just fucking walking through the aisles, like, oh, it's this and fucking going, it's not quite the same of like, it's just like aisles. I don't know, it's like fucking like three or four aisles or something like that. And then, you know, fucking all shit around the perimeter and shit leaking out into like other rooms of, you know, a few games and shit. There's a lot of fucking games there, you know what I mean? I was just fucking around, like, I'm like, I kind of feel guilty of playing some of the shit I know, like, I want to try different shit, but, I mean, it's cool, it definitely is fucking cool as shit. I think I'll be good, you know what I mean? I think I'll be good, fucking, it'll keep me busy. It's like, you know, whatever, I have like 10 hours or so to fuck around in there till they close at like midnight. I'm like, yeah, I think I can probably be in there for fucking 10 hours, no problem, because I didn't even fucking check the entire place. So I saw like the bottom floor or the middle floor, just all like whatever kid shit, like go-kart, little kid fucking go-karts and bullshit like that. But I think there's like another floor or something with like newer arcade games. But yeah, even in that fucking, just like the classic room, like, this is fucking like awesome. I wasn't like sure. I'm like, I don't have some shit I'm gonna like, not gonna like. But yeah, I was trying to think of what I played. Started off, okay, well, first things first is, I'll tell you right now too, the thing with this fucking, these old arcade games, you gotta be careful, a lot of them are fucking busted as shit. Something you can just look at and like, the screen's fucked up, like whatever. The first one, I'm like, all right, well, first thing I want to do is just go through Contra, you know what I mean? Like, I can fucking play Contra, like, whatever. Shouldn't be a problem, so fucking, game looked all right, popped in a couple quarters, and it's like, I'm not sure, like, it didn't look bad, like, you know, on like, the, a track screen or whatever, just fucking, like, you know, just showing, the game or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it looks fine. It looks like it's playable. And start playing it. And like right away, I'm like, I can't fucking like aim down, like diagonally down. Like that's definitely going to be a fucking problem. You know, like on the first stage of Contra, I'm pretty sure you can fucking aim diagonally down. You know what I mean? When you're running, you press like down and right or left and you shoot diagonally. So try doing that, and I'm like, fucking, I can't do that. Yeah, the fucking stick's, like, busted, or what the fuck. So I'm like, all right, well, I can kind of, like, jump and do it, kind of. Like, I don't know, like, fucking, so I'm not huge into arcade. It's probably the first time I stepped in an arcade in, like, fucking 20 years, at least. Yeah, probably about 20 years. So yeah, I'm not fucking, like, big on, like, actual, like, arcade, you know what I mean? Like the hardware of it, but I'm just thinking, like, ah, this is, like, you know, the wrong joystick on there is just whatever, fucked up. Like, it's supposed to be like 8 ways you can shoot diagonally, which again, I'm almost, I mean, again, I played the shit ton of it on NES. Like, I don't know if like the arcade game is different like that, where it's like you gotta, you know, only shoot 4 ways of the game. It just seems like fucking impossible like that. Like, it's just fucking like, go to shoot down. I'm like crouching down. And there's like shit below me I can fucking hit and, you know, like power ups and shit. The balloon fucking bubbles I go and like, I'm like, I can't quite fucking, you know, I can't fucking do it, you know what I mean? So I'm like, that's going to be a pain in the ass if I can even fucking play it. And then on top of that, too, it was, like, the screen was fucked up. Like, it just seemed like the bottom was, like, it wasn't, like, lined up right. So it was, like, you couldn't, the bottom was cut off, like, pretty bad. So, I mean, like, if you went down a Contra, like, the first level, like, in the water and shit, it's like, I just can't see what the fuck is down there. And, like, there's just, like, lines on the screen and shit. So that was kind of disappointing, like, that Contra's fucked up. I said, I just kind of wanted to fucking play that. I'm like, I can just fucking at least say I played through it in the arcade or whatever. But yeah, after I put in like two fucking tokens and like played through it, I'm just like, this is just too fucked up. Like, I can't do it. So I had to stop. Yeah, so that, I mean, that's the thing. The main thing is like, you just got to be careful. Like, I forgot how, you know what I mean? Like, mechanical a lot of the shit is. Like, obviously, it's fucking like, you know, analog arcade fucking games and shit. But, yeah, so I'm like, fucking, yeah, let's try something else. Just looking around again, I'm like, fucking, Robot, second one, second swing, second miss, I guess, is Robotron, which I've played, like, I don't know, a couple times or whatever on, like, whatever, 360 arcade or some bullshit like that. It's just like a twin-stick shooter, pretty much, and you're just fucking going around fucking shooting aliens and that bullshit. So I'm like, all right, well, that's another, it's a classic, you know what I mean? It's fucking, again, it's a little bit different, in, you know, in the arcade, you actually have, like, the sticks and shit. I'm like, that should be fucking cool. So I tried playing that, like, right away. I'm like, something's not right here, because I can't move left. like, my movement, you know, the left stick's the movement, the right one's the shoot, and it's like, I can't move left at all. So all I can do is, like, keep, like, inching over to the right until you eventually fucking hit the screen, and, like, that's it. And, yeah, it's not good either. Some of the games are fucked up, so, yeah, I'm learning as I go. Hey, that machine's fucked up. I tried that one. That one's fucked up. You know, that type of deal. There's a lot of little things, too. Like, fucking, like, the left, you know, again, you're pumping, like, the tokens in. It's like, the left coin slot doesn't accept shit. So, or, like, I mean, it kind of came back to you of, like, fucking, somebody got to, like, put the coin in or whatever and just kind of, like, jiggle the fucking coin door around till it just, like, kind of drops down. Like, shit like that. You know what I mean? Yeah, so yeah, Robotron was fucked. I mean, it's fucking just like, no, this is fucked up again. And again, another game, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure you're supposed to be able to shoot like 360 degrees, you know, like, you know, 8 ways, I guess. But that wasn't even that, like, fucking, like, the movement, obviously, you can't really play it then. And I'm pretty sure I didn't have like full motion of like where I was shooting too, so. Again, I put in like two quarters and fucking like whatever, and then stop playing that. And then I'm like, yeah, I guess it's like impossible. Like, it's just fucking, this is junk. You know what I mean? I can't fucking deal with it. So that was the end of that. Again, it's a mental note of, all right, well, don't play that. That one's fucked up. Then I played Marble Madness, which again, a game I played a lot, different forums, like fucking like whatever. I think I even played on like the cell phone and bullshit like that. It was an NES game I played, and I believe it was on Apple 2GS too. I played a shit ton of it on there. And again, it's been like fucking a million different fucking million different forms. You know, every fucking system pretty much ever made, more or less. So I'm like, oh, that seems cool, though. It's fucking Marble Madness, but it's got, like, a trackball on it. You know, obviously, that's the way to play it. Like, as soon as I started playing it, I'm like, this is fucking cool as shit. Like, this is fucking, you know, definitely the way to play fucking Marble Madness right here. You know what I mean? Just fucking, just the trackball. You have so much control, and, like, you're just, like, spinning. Like, you know, you keep fucking, like, you know, get the marble going one way, then you spin the other way to try to, like, slow it down and shit. And fucking, yeah, even on, like, a D-pad, that shit's pretty garbage. You know what I mean? Try to control that shit. But it's fucking immediately playing that made sense. Like, fucking, like, no, this is cool. That was really cool. I put up a high score there, too. And it was, like, fifth, number five on the leaderboard. So I'm sure that's all time, you know what I mean? Probably, like, top five in the world of Marble Madness. Pretty good. I made it to, like, level three, I think. I was, whatever. I'm sure that shit, like, resets, like, every day or some bullshit. But, yeah, that was cool. I liked that shit a lot. Marble Madness is cool as shit. I saw some other game. It's like a shooting game, but like a shotgun, which I played it. I was just fucking like random. I can't remember the fucking name of it, but just like a zombie game, almost like a House of the Dead or something like that. Only you get a shotgun and trying to figure out how the fuck it worked at first. Like, I was like bending down. And I'm like, these fucking guns seem really low. You know what I mean? To fucking like bend down and like try to look through the scope or whatever. But I don't think I'm like, yeah, I just fucking do it from the hip. Like whatever. I started doing that. I was doing okay. And that's just real fun too. There's a game that's fucking a random game that was in like the mall or whatever somewhere when I was fucking, you know, in my teens and fucking, I just like always like stop and fucking play that for a little bit. And that game's pretty fucking cool too. Yeah, what the fuck else did I play? Galaga. Galaga's fucking awesome. I like that. Galaga's fucking, again, just like a classic or whatever, but yeah, it's fun. I mean, whatever. It's just fucking your little spaceship fucking shooting bugs and shit. Like, whatever the fuck. This supposed to be like aliens, but again, just like classic, but I'm like fucking like, ah, this is like whatever. It's like so like self-explanatory and simple, but it's just fun, you know what I mean? And the game flat again, I was playing that for like a, you know, good like 4 or 5 minutes or so. It was just fucking like one quarter, just fucking like, it's just like a fun game that lasts a little bit. And that was cool. Yeah, just fucking Galaga's fucking good game in general. I'm trying to think what else. Getting some like sit down, just random fucking racing shooting game called Road Blasters, I think, which I'd never heard of or like seen before. It's just, you know, giant fucking like cockpit sitting at gas pedal and yeah, just fucking like you just drive in and like shooting cars and shit. That's pretty cool. I'm just fucking like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm just fucking slamming the gas and like it seems to control pretty well and I'm just fucking shooting cars in front of me and picking up green dots for extra gas or some shit. Like, I don't know how the fuck that worked, like how the timing worked or whatever. I think like after like a certain amount of time, you just like run out of gas, I guess. That was fun. Like whatever, just fucking like, oh, whatever, cockpit, and you get like a steering wheel, like fucking whatever, buttons on it and shit. And that was fun. I believe it's called Road Blasters. Yeah, it's pretty fun. Also, realized I'm fucking, holy shit, I'm terrible at pinball. Like, I played, like, two or three different fucking tables, and just, like, each time, like two or three balls, just fucking, like, right down the middle, just bloop, fucking game over, like, immediately, you know what I mean? Just, you know, I get two balls, just ball out, and then fucking, like, I'd have one where I'd hit it, like, a couple times, and, like, fucking, like, that's it. Like, fucking, I don't know how the fuck people play these, like, more than 5 seconds, because every time I'm just fucking like, I don't know, I might just stay away from the fucking the pinball tables, because yeesh. I mean, fucking again, and I think some of it, again, that's some of them were fucked up too, just because I played one and like immediately the fucking ball just, what I'm like, I hit it or whatever, then it goes down like one of the whatever, I don't know what the fuck you call them, like one of the, like the side lanes or whatever, like right by the flipper. Not the one that goes out, the one, like, next to it that, like, feeds it in the fucking flipper and just, like, kind of just, like, sat there. And the ball just fucking, like, you know, just sat there at the fucking spot. And I'm like, okay, so I would have just sitting there, I was sat there forever as I'm, like, hitting the flippers and shit. Like, what the fuck is this? I think the game's, you know, it's just, like, fucked up. Like, it's not, like, tuned right or, like, wax or whatever the fuck. So, I mean, they're all, like, mechanical, you know what I mean? So, like, it just doesn't seems broken. So I'm like fucking like, all right, I'll just fucking shake the table a little bit, and of course that makes the fucking thing tilt, and then the ball comes out and like goes down. I'm like, ah, whatever, dude, fuck it. Yeah, fucking, I'm just terrible at pinball, period. I mean, I'm good at, like, whatever, pinball FX and shit like that, I can get down, but just, like, so much, I don't know, just fucking, it seems like all the games that I played in there are just, like, ridiculously, like hard. I don't know, again, if it's fucking, like, not working right or what, but it's just fucking, I've seen other people, too, as a kid next to me, like, doing the same shit, and just, I was going to stay away from the pinball, stick to the video-based games. Yeah, what else did I do? Fucking Marble Madness. I played Smash TV after Robotron didn't work. I'm like, it sucks, dude. I kind of want to play fucking a twin stick shooter. So I'm like, fucking Smash TV. So that game's fucking cool as shit. I played through it again on fucking other systems and meme and blah blah blah. And it's just fun with the fucking, you know, giant sticks. It fucking, that feels awesome. Like just giant fucking sticks. You're holding and fucking moving and shit. It's real fun. A little bit easier. I mean, I made it to like fucking like the fourth or the fifth level without fucking dying, and I was like fucking, oh, whatever, you know what I mean? I know it was fucking, it gets like ridiculously hard at the end of that fucking stupid fat boss or whatever. It turns into like a baby or some shit, or a brain, I forget. Smash TV. But yeah, that was fun. Again, just like some of the games, it's just like, I forget what a couple of them, like, cool, they have like this game, then like you look and like, you know, the screen's all fucked up, or it's like, you know, not, the screen's not on at all, it's just fucking broken. They have like a death race game, which is just fucking based off the movie, I guess. I'm like, I've seen fucking videos of that, and it's like, it's a big draw and blah blah blah. So I'm like, all right, cool, I want to try that. Fucking try playing it, you know, put a coin in, doesn't work, fucking try like the other slot. I'm like, okay, I think it fucking went up, you know, hit start. I'm like, am I playing or what the fuck is going on here? It's a weird fucking thing, or like, you know, it's just like a plywood cabinet, obviously, with fucking, and then it's got steering wheel on it, and it's like a weird fucking like bar. It's almost like a giant fucking Allen wrench. It has it like forward and reverse. And I'm like, all right, well, it's not like a shifter or anything. It's just like a bar. I'm like, you just twist this, do you pull it up or what? And I was fucking with that. And I'm like sitting there. I'm like, I can hear like the sounds going, like the car's going, but I don't even think this fucking game is working. And my car wasn't fucking moving. I'm like fucking with that bar and shit. And I fucked with it for like 20 seconds. And I'm like, I don't know. So that kind of sucked too. I had to walk away from that. So, it's a lot of fun. I'm not trying to fucking like be down, you know, like be down on fucking what's there. It's fucking really impressive, and there's a lot of cool shit in there. Just the fact that there's so many, and they're so old. There's all those games and shit. Like some are fucking pretty busted up. What the fuck else is I gonna say? Busted games and. Yeah, I went to the fucking, that first fucking, the floor there, pretty much, just like the vintage, I was going to say, like, I was surprised, too, I'm like, fucking, again, I haven't been in an arcade in, like, 20 years, like, am I going to fucking go in here and have, like, a seizure, all these fucking, like, bright lights and shit, and, like, you know, fucking booming sounds and blah, 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 and all that shit, and I'm like, this game's kind of, like, quiet, like, I don't know if they have, like, the sound down in a lot of the games, like, yeah, I was playing, like, whatever, Life Force, again, a fucking great game, but I kind of feel guilty of, like, I played Life Force a million times on, like, NES and MAME and all that shit, where it was, what the fuck is it called on, I forget what the fuck, and MAME is something else, or whatever, but yeah, so I'm, like, fucking, like, I'm, like, playing that, and I'm, like, fucking, there's voices in here, like, that's, I don't think I've ever heard, like, voices on the NES or the even the arcade, like, MAME version, like, I don't know what's up with that, but... I was playing fucking Life Force. I'm just like, cool, there's voices, but it's like I can barely hear these fucking voices, first of all. And it just seems like a lot of the sound seemed turned down, and like a lot of the monitors seem like dimish. Where I'm just like, I don't know, again, if something turned down or what the fuck is that. But I was like thinking, like, it's going to just be bright fucking lights in my face. But it seems kind of like, I don't know, it's weird. Light seemed like just in the place in general is fucking just kind of, it's kind of like dark and like dim and shit. But again, I'm not trying to like fucking like, like whine about it. It's fucking like whatever. It just is what it is, you know, and fucking like, you know, a lot of the monitors too. I was just trying to figure out just fucking, I haven't like looked at these games before. It's like some of the shit seems like it's kind of out of focus. And again, I haven't looked at a fucking CRT monitor period and God knows how fucking long, at least like 10 years or so. I'm just like, you know, it's kind of like blurry, or just like, that's just how it is, or like whatever. But yeah, I mean, fucking, yeah, I've been having a fucking blast. So I'm just, right now, I'm just trying to decide whether I want to, yeah, it's like a mile away from this place, the hotel, and it's just, do I want to walk there? Do I want to fucking bring my car there? Again, either one wouldn't be a big deal, really. Not sure. I think I might just fucking drive up there again. I don't fucking feel like walking. Just because it's fucking, again, it's like mountains and shit. Yeah, I don't know. Fucking, yeah, so probably there's plenty. This like strip right here on this road or whatever. Yeah, just a million fucking bars. It's Biker Central. There's fucking biker bars everywhere. And, like, I think there's a band playing, like, down the street or whatever at a bar. And some kind of party going on. And just fucking, even the fucking, I'm worried about what I'm going to do. And it's, like, fucking, like, 2 seconds away. It's, like, a Dunkin' Donuts, a Cumberland Farms. Yeah, I'm fucking right at home here. It's pretty sweet. As a bar in Fun Spot. It's like a tavern. People are getting beers and, like, food and shit. And it's fucking, like, I might just do that again. I think I will just take my car and drive back up there, because, okay, I still have, like, a fucking little plastic cup with, like, $10, $15 worth of fucking tokens in there. I was thinking, like, maybe I will walk up there, just walk up. Then I'm like, fucking, I look like an idiot. Fucking, yeah, walking a mile with fucking my little plastic cup and my tokens. Fucking some biker is going to come by and fucking hit me in the face with a chain or something. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was fucking just trying to run through what I did. Again, I was having a blast so far. Again, I was fucking just like, no, I could definitely stay in here all day. It's pretty cool. And I haven't fucking looked at the other floors. So that'll be my next journey when I'm there. Just, yeah, right now I'm just going to let my phone charge for a little bit. And, yeah, this has been the bathroom cast portion here. And I will report back to you. If I don't know, fucking, if you listen this long, like, I don't know, we'll see what happens.
I love every kind of music, but recently I've really started to get into this thrash metal music. You were rocking out to the music. You like music, man? I love music. I love every kind of music, but recently I've really started to get into this thrash metal music.
All right, we're on the last leg of our journey here. I made it out of the bathroom for this last session here in our Fun Spot journey. So you probably hear the AC in the back, maybe, I don't know. It's fucking weird. Like I said, it's probably, this whole fucking episode is probably gonna sound like shit anyway. So whatever, it is what it is. So yeah, I mean, I'm fucking, whatever, it's like fucking past midnight at this point, I think. Yeah, I was like the last person out of the arcade there. I mean, maybe not the last. I mean, probably whatever, fucking people working there, whatever. It was fucking, like, whatever. I was doing the same shit pretty much all day, just kind of walking around, just fucking up and down the aisles, just fucking, like, all right, well, what's here? Like, fucking, like, whatever, what can I play? The big bummer is just fucking, a lot of shit was broken. I mean, that's what sucks. So I was kind of like the guy of fucking, like, whatever, like, throughout the day, other people would come in and, like, try to put tokens into, like, Zombie Raid. That was the game, but I don't know if that was the game I was trying to think of, Zombie Raid. That was the game with the fucking, the shotgun and shit, and fucking, yeah, it's just, like, whatever, I don't know. It's just like a point-and-shoot type fucking game, with the gun peripheral. It's just like a shotgun that you fucking, pump up, and I'd be like, oh, you know, somebody fucking try putting quarters in. If I was around, I'd be like, oh, no, do like player two, because player one doesn't work. And, you know, fucking don't try to play the Robotron and fucking, like, whatever. Don't try to play the Death Race and like that type of shit. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, fucking other, like that kind of sucked. The fucking just like, ah, whatever, some shit's broken that I want to play. That would have been cool. But, yeah, I mean, pretty much said fucking 12 hours just up and down aisles of fucking games. It was great. I mean, I could probably be here for another, like, just week or so, just fucking around. What was, pretty funny is I was saying, you know, I'm terrible at fucking, like, whatever, Pac-Man and shit. I tried, like, Galaga seemed pretty hot. It seemed like a hot fucking game there, because it was pretty occupied. There's always, like, usually people in the fucking corner over there playing Galaga. Galaga's, I don't know. I don't know why I never fucking really got into Galaga until, like, whatever, like a couple weeks ago or whatever, but fucking, yeah, that's a good fucking game. Yeah, I'd, you know, I'd fucking, like, between, like, that and, like, whatever. Yeah, so, yeah, the last gameplay was, like, Pac-Man. I thought it was funny because I'm fucking, like, ah, whatever. I'm not a huge fucking Pac-Man fan. Like, I never really fucking, like, liked it. Like, whatever. Same shit. And the fucking, like, all right, it's, like, 11:30. Like, nobody's around the fucking anywhere. Like, fuck, I have, like, the run of the place pretty much. So, yeah, like, whatever. I'll fucking just go play some fucking plain old Pac-Man, which I played, like, on different systems and that type of shit. So I go and fucking play it, and like fucking, I'm like, ah, oh, I was getting into it. Just fucking like, ah, oh, it's pretty good. And I was having a decent game, like, as not far away from the high score of the day, obviously, like, whatever. Like, whoever put up the highest score of the day, I was getting pretty close to that. And, like, I don't know, it was Pac-Man. I don't know what else to say. I mean, fucking, like, it was one of, that game was fucking, again, the joystick was pretty decent. So, I mean, fucking, it's just one of those deals where if there's upkeep to the games, it works out pretty well. Yeah, I mean, that was that. I mean, I don't know what else I can really say about. I was starting to think of other games, I mean, fucking, that I played. I took a little tour. Yeah, there is three floors there. I took a little tour to the middle floor, I guess. I mean, if you consider you go in on the top, which would be, like, the first, and if you want to go, like, down, two and three. Yeah, the middle floor is, like, ah, oh, you know, there's, like, fucking, like, I'm like, ah, oh, this is kind of the games. It's more, like, my nostalgia, like, that type of shit. Like, Turtles and, like, Simpsons and that type of shit. NBA Jam, Mortal Kombat, like, those are the games that are big, like, when I was a fucking kid or whatever. I played, like, one game of Mortal Kombat and just fucking, like, you know, I'm terrible, like, whatever the fuck. Again, it's one of those deals where, like, I don't know if the buttons weren't working or, like, whatever, but just fucking, like, immediately just fucking start the game and fucking, I picked, Scorpion and fucking, like, Sonya Blade just comes up, dude, a million fucking hits in my face and just fucking drops me, and that was about it. And I'm like, oh, that's Mortal Kombat, I'm fucking done. Like, yeah, I tried doing, like, the fucking spear and shit. Again, it was just fucking, like, one of those deals where it's like, ah, player one wasn't working, and I do, like, player two, and it's like, ah, now I'm on the right side, and it's fucking me all up, and yeah, I wasn't sure if the buttons are working or, like, whatever. Again, you just gotta fucking figure, like, you just gotta figure, like, fucking, you know, these old games, it's all, like, fucking, like, mechanical, like, whatever, you know what I mean? So it's just fucking, like, the actual, like, physical buttons and shit, like, those shit, like, those things just wear out, like, whatever the fuck. So, yeah, I mean, I dicked around the middle floor for a little bit. I mean, again, it's fucking, like, Terminator 2, like, the arcade game, like, the shooting and all that, the fucking with the Uzi. Played a little bit of that, and fucking, just, like, looking around. The biggest thing, I think, was there was a, I thought it was funny, like a Walking Dead, like, a new game, like a sit down, like, Walking Dead, and I think there's, like, a crossbow. I didn't fucking play, because there was constantly people in there. But I just kind of, like, peeked in there, and I'm like, fucking, I'm like, looking, I'm like, this is fucking Doom 3. And it's, like, pretty much all, like, what I saw. I'm like, fucking, this is Doom 3. Like, it looks the same, like, the fucking zombies moving the same. flashlight, all that shit, fucking zombies running at you, and you're just kind of fucking, like, whatever, you know, on rails, obviously, it's just like a fucking, like, light gun game or whatever, but, yeah, I just thought it was funny, you fucking just like, this is the hottest game here in the arcade is fucking Doom 3, / The Walking Dead, whatever the fuck, again, I didn't play it, like, whatever, I came to realize, too, as I'm fucking, like, I'm like, all right, like, whatever the fuck, I'm just playing, like, whatever, just fucking picking out random games, and, I just kind of went through the list, like, fucking, Double Dragon, play that for a little bit, fucking, like, whatever, tried playing, like, shittier versions of that, like, you know, Renegade, like, that type of bullshit, tried doing, like, Contra again, I'm just fucking, like, at least I can fucking, I was gonna keep trying, just keep pumping fucking quarters into it and shit, but, I had no luck, dude. I don't know. I tried playing, like, in the second player, and just fucking, like, nah, the screen's just too fucked up, and the controls are too jacked up, so gave that up. Metal Slug, too, the same thing. I saw some kid playing Metal Slug, and I've gone through fucking, like, Metal Slug or whatever. I'm like, ah, Contra's fucked up, so I can play Metal Slug. It's, like, the next best thing. And there's already a kid there on, like, player one, so I'm just, like, fucking, like, ah, I'm like, you mind if I fucking jump in player two? He's like, oh, yeah, no, go ahead, and I fucking just, like, hop in, and then fucking, like, my guy just kept running to the right, like, no matter what, like, I couldn't move left, like, that type of deal. Again, I was just fucked up, and just, like, I don't know, man, fucking, he's like, oh, no, whatever, dude, fucking, he's just, like, I just take my fucking shit, or whatever, and he left, and I was just, like, all right, whatever, I fucking played it for a little bit. Pump some more quarters. I'm like, ah, it's cool. This is Metal Slug and shit. But I'm like, ah, you know, we don't want to keep pumping the quarters and the shit. Again, I fucking played on MAME. I have on fucking Steam and shit. So, so yeah. I mean, that was my main thing, was just fucking, like, I wanted to, like, go to. I wanted to play, like, shit that I couldn't play in other places. That was my main takeaway. I'm just like, fucking, like, this is cool. Like, these, you know, again, it is cool that. Yeah, you've heard me talk about fucking, like, oh, you know, this shit's, like, breaking down, it's a pain in the ass again to fucking, like, it obviously must be a pain in the ass to upkeep, like, whatever the fuck, like, 600 fucking games and shit, like, shit's fucking, different shit's breaking down all the time, all that shit, but, yeah, it's just like, you know, I'm like, fucking, like, all this shit's, like, fucking, you know, just, like, a joystick and, like, whatever, two buttons, like, that type of deal is just fucking, like, yeah, I can just, whatever, I can play it on fucking MAME, I can play it, like, wherever. Not a big deal, and again, it's just, like, one of those things where I'm, like, looking, like, is this monitor, like, really, like, some shit I can see, like, the monitor is, like, really fucked up, like, it's so, like, you know, was it, like Satan's Hollow, I know I played that somewhere, I can't really, off the top of my head, remember exactly what the fuck that game is, but I know I've played it somewhere, like, Xbox Game Room or some shit like that, and, yeah, I'm like, oh, it's cool fucking cabinet and shit. I'm just, like, looking, and it's, like, the screen's just completely, like, blue. Like, fucking blue and black. I'm like, I do not think that's the way that game is. You know what I mean? So I didn't fucking play that. Or, some other game. Some Atari racing game. Wish I could remember the fuck the name of it was. Shit. I don't know. But it was like a sit down. It was like an old Atari game from like 80 something, like 89 or something like that. And it seemed like really cool. Like, I was just like looking, like, this is fucking probably pretty impressive. Like, in the fucking, you know, back in the day in 89, it's just fucking like basically like black and red, like red wireframe type shit. But it was fucking, you know, you're sitting down, like, whatever, just like in a cockpit, and you're just going like left and right, just in like a, just kind of like a tunnel type deal. Yeah, so I'm fucking, like, whatever, he's trying to, like, there's, like, stars he's trying to fucking hit, but, yeah, it's just, like, the fucking, like, this would be really cool, but I'm like, I think this monitor is just, like, really fucking dark, like, whatever, like, I can barely see, like, make out what's happening, like, I can see, like, the stars I'm going for, but anything else, like, it probably should be, like, bright red and shit, so, I mean, yeah, so, like, shit like that, like, fucking, like, the Vector games or whatever, like, fucking, like, Asteroids, like, shit like that, like, I played just plain old fucking, like, Asteroids again, I haven't really, don't remember, like, actually fucking playing, Asteroids ever, just, you know, playing fucking Asteroids, other than, like, fucking around for 2 seconds, and be like, okay, like, that's Asteroids or whatever, like, never was really impressed with it, but, yeah, like the fucking, like, the monitor or whatever, like, the fucking, like, a Vector monitor, yeah, it's just, like, super bright, fucking white, you know what I mean, just fucking, light trails and shit, and just fucking, like, when it's working, like, you tell, like, oh, this is fucking, like, cool and shit, like, this is fucking, like, I can see why, you know what I mean, like, fucking, like, this is the shit that's fucking cool to go and see, like, shit like that, you know what I mean, when it works. And then it's fucking, like, again, I was saying, like, a lot of the other games is fucking, like, I don't think this monitor, the monitor is fucking right, like, it's gotta be clean, like, it's like an Outrun there and shit, and just fucking, just like, just look at it, it's like, this is grime, like, all on the screen. I'm like, fucking, like, I tried, like, wiping it off, it's like, no, it's just, like, on the inside of the screen, like, or whatever, there's nothing I can fucking do about it, you know. Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, so fucking, the main thing was, again, I was fucking just kind of walking around looking at shit, and, just the main thing I ended up fucking gravitating towards was just, yeah, just like shit that I, again, I can't get at home. And the main thing was, I'm like, fuck, you know what I really like is, like, again, like the sit down, like, cockpit type shit, like the fucking shit that, like, moves, like, Afterburner, Space Harrier, shit like that. Super Hang On with the fucking motorcycle, you know, you fucking like shit like that. Basically the shit with, like, the entire cabinet fucking, like, moves, you know what I mean? Like, fucking, like, you're moving with the fucking, the handlebars and shit that you're moving. The fucking Space area especially is fucking really cool. I mean, fucking just, like, the sit-down shit, it's, again, it's, like, fucking, like, half video game, half, like, carnival ride type of shit. Like, you fucking did that, and it was fucking... get off that, your fucking ass is numb from, like, the vibrating and all that bullshit, and it's like, all right, this is why I'm here, you know what I mean, like, this is fucking, I don't know, this is, like, the super cool shit, like, you're not gonna get from fucking just emulating it on a fucking, like, computer or whatever the fuck. Yeah, so I started gravitating towards more of that, you know, more in, like, that direction of just fucking, like, all right, what's, like, just, like, something that I can't get anywhere else, again, just fucking, like, trackballs and that type of shit. Again, Marble Madness, I kept going back to. That shit's fucking really fun. I mean, fucking, I'm trying to just, off the top of my head, I wasn't fucking real, I was just kind of, like, wandering for the most part. What the fuck I played, fucking Operation Wolf, with the fucking, I thought it was funny, they have a Chiller there. I don't know if you know what Chiller is. That's fucking just, like, again, like a light gun type game. Where you just fucking, it's like a horror game, but it's fucking, it's just, like, real fucking, like, I mean, it's cheesy looking, because it's from, like, whatever the fuck, the 80s or whatever, I just thought it was funny, like, it's there, like, I know what the game is, like, it's fucking, like, real dumb, and just fucking, you know, people are getting, like, tortured and shit, and fucking, you know, you're, like, shooting them in the face, you just, like, shoot everything, and fucking, you know, they're just, like, whatever, like, fucking exposing, like, muscles and, like, bones and shit, and just fucking, you know, just, it's like, dismembering people, like, by shooting them. I'm like, fucking, that's weird, this is right here. Then I'm like, fucking, yeah, whatever, fucking, nobody was playing it, it's not a great game. But then I fucking, like, as I'm, like, later on in the day, there's, like, some little kid there just fucking playing that shit. It's like, yeah, like, fucking, like, whatever, 5-year-old kid, and, like, his parents are there, like, oh, yeah, play this one, and fucking, like, God, Jesus. But, you know what I mean? It's fucking, it's like, he fucking, I just thought it was odd. My takeaway, yeah, the place is fucking awesome. If you have a chance, just go to fucking Fun Spot. Really cool. It really is fucking really impressive. Just how many games are there and shit. You know, again, besides, you know, I kind of wish the upkeep was a little bit better. Or fucking just, you know, certain games, you'd wish all you know, all the games were, like, pristine fucking working condition. But hey, you know what I mean? Fucking, like, whatever. It is what it is. But yeah, definitely worth the trip. Fucking, I loved it. Fucking, yeah, it was real fun. But I mean, that's I don't know. I'm trying to think what else I can really fucking say about what stuck out. I don't know. There was, like, some kid there, like, I don't know, some fucking, I don't know, just fucking, whatever. That's not even a good story. Just some fucking, like, punk kid there, just fucking, like, oh, I put a quarter in some game. I don't know what the fuck it was. It's fucking, oh, you go play it if you want. I'm like, all right, whatever, man, for sure. I started playing. It was like, so, I don't know, fucking Poyun or some shit like that. It's just like, you're a pig. You're shooting arrows into, like, wolves and balloons. I'm like, fucking, like, I've never heard of this, but whatever. Fucking played it for, like, 5 minutes and fucking, like, I'm like, ah, oh, you know, it's not, I'm like, oh, it's not a bad game. I was telling the kid who was fucking playing something else. He's like, yeah, that game sucks. Like, all right, whatever, dude. He fucking, like, he gave me the fucking game for, like, you know what I mean? He fucking put a quarter in and let me play it. I'm like, ah, oh, whatever, dude. I didn't know what the fuck it was. I'm like, ah, oh, it's just, I don't know, fucking thought it was funny. I'm like, all right, whatever, man. Fucking see you later. But, again, not really a good story. I don't, I was trying to think of shit that fucking stuck out. Yeah, still stuck at pinball. I don't know, fucking towards the end. I was, like, trying to waste money. I had, like, again, I only spent $40, I think, the entire, yeah, just on tokens, $40 for the entire fucking day for, like, 12 hours. That was my main concern. It's like, no, it's fucking, that wasn't the main, that wasn't the main expense at all. That was pretty cheap. I mean, again, most of the games are, like, just one fucking quarter, pretty much. One token, like, whatever. I actually ended up fucking, I'm just, like, at the end, I'm, like, fucking, like, I have, like, you know, $15 in fucking tokens here. I'm just like, whatever, just going to shit again. Like, a lot of the sit down, like, fully motion fucking cockpit shit was maybe like two. So I'm like, oh, I was gonna keep playing these, just pumping them in, just fucking, again, like, pinball, I suck at it, but I'm like, oh, I gotta fucking, I have all the shit, I get, you know, couple of fucking tokens I gotta waste. I'm just fucking, just keep, like, pumping them in. I couldn't even do it. Like, I'm just fucking, like, I don't know, I just probably had like $10, 10, $15 worth, you know, worth of fucking tokens. I just fucking left them somewhere in the cop in the fucking place. And it's like, oh, whatever, man, just fucking left. But yeah, I'm gonna take a little break. I've been knocking a few back, if you can't tell, because the place does have a bar in there. But I'm just trying to wrap up while I can still fucking think straight. Anything video, you know, just video game related in there that's worth noting. Other than that, it's fucking a lot of shit. And I talked about, like, all the 90s shit. It's in the middle floor. It's fucking, it's about it, I guess. I don't know. Like I said, I've been fucking, I've been hitting a few fucking back, and I will say this: I'm gonna be back probably for another 10 minute just fucking disaster. I'm gonna come back the last segment of this. This broadcast here is gonna just gonna be like a fucking, I don't know, random reports of other shit that's not video game related in New Hampshire, I believe. That's the plan, anyway. Just my accommodations. I've kind of talked about them. I don't even fucking know. Pretty sure I talked about where I'm staying and all that shit. But yeah, just the retardedness that, yeah, is fucking going on here, of my own doing. I don't know, but yeah, I'm just trying to. Yeah, so fuck yeah, fun spot. Fucking two thumbs up. And yeah, I mean, the main thing is, like, the video game related thing is fucking, I'm like, ah, oh, cool, yeah, all these fucking, you know, vintage arcade games, and I'm here in this fucking cabin or whatever the fuck, you know, cottage, and I'm like, fucking, like, oh, cool, then I have, like, all my video game, yeah, my fucking modern video games. I'm like, I can't play them. I didn't bring anything to play. So I'm just fucking, like, whatever. I just bought, like, a 12-pack of fucking beer. I'm just like, I really have nothing to do. It's, again, it is fucking, like, 12:30 or whatever. I probably should be sleeping fucking, like, shortly, but it's fucking, I don't know. I'm just all jacked up and shit, you know what I mean? Just fucking, like, again, I'm just whatever the fuck. I just have no, like, entertainment anywhere. Like, you know, nothing to fucking watch or anything. Fucking, like, TV with fucking, like, basic cable. I haven't fucking watched that in, I was, like, looking at the channel list. It was fucking, like, there is nothing here that I would, you couldn't pay me to watch any of that bullshit. So, I don't know. I just fucking, I'm probably just gonna go out and smoke a couple butts and drink a couple beers. Then, I don't know, maybe the last segment is gonna be just random. Yeah, if you've listened to that one there, one horrible episode I had with me, just shit-faced, you know what, it may get, because I have nothing better to do. But I'll knock a few back, then I'll come back and report on just a fun spot, cuisine and parking. Weir's Beach, the populace here, I guess, fucking the locals. It's a kind of a strange place. It's kind of nice up here. I guess I'm like, oh, it's fucking beautiful up in the mountains and shit. I'm like, fuck, this is probably a cool place to live. And then yeah, after a while, fucking talk. I'll get into it, I guess. I'm gonna go smoke a butt, finish my beer, and I don't know, I'll drink a couple more, come back, and just some random bullshit, I don't know, to close out the show. Because, yeah, I'm just fucking whatever. I got a bunch of notes here of shit I've actually played that's not this trip-related, but it's probably going to be next week, I guess. This is pretty much done, I think. Hopefully, if I can re-upload this bullshit. But, yeah, I mean, I'll do the report. Reporting later. Welcome back. Slight change of plans. I had fucking big plans to be like a crazy fucking party animal, and I got like a fucking 12-pack of Guinness that I just threw in the fridge here. And I was like fucking like, oh yeah, and I'll fucking get out of once the place closes at fucking midnight. I'll be up and I'll be fucking like, crazy, fucking, I'll just drink and fucking like whatever. But, again, I'm just fucking like here, just fucking like, I have not, like, literally nothing to do. Like, you know what I mean? I fucking like, I'm fucking sit here and fucking like drink and like whatever. And I'm tired. I've been on my fucking feet all day. I've been driving for forever and just fucking like walking around and shit. So, I'm just about to fucking pass out. I mean, it's kind of lame, I guess. I don't know. Whatever. I'm here by my fucking self. There's nothing to do. I mean, there's fucking motorcycle people all around me, I guess. Fucking, like, whatever. They're all fucking sleeping or whatever the fuck they're doing. I'm about to call it a night, I guess, and call it a show, I guess. Also kind of a bummer, it just sucks that I can't fucking, like, smoke in this place. That's fucking, like, a huge thing. I know most places don't let you fucking smoke, inside, it's just fucking, like, whatever. This place here's got, like, a little, we just go right outside, and there's fucking two chairs there, and, like, a table and an ashtray and shit to smoke, and Not that big of a deal, but it's just fucking like, oh man, just I'm just so used to like fucking like, in my house or in my room anyway, just fucking like whatever, just fucking smoke whatever the fuck I want, as you can tell. But it's just like fucking like, oh man, if I could like whatever, I'm just fucking like, God, it'd be fucking perfect. Like, what I mean? It's just, you don't think of it. It's the fact that just fucking, just like, oh man, I gotta fucking like go outside, fucking like whatever. It's just fucking kind of cold out there. Put on a fucking sweatshirt, put on my fucking shoes, and walk outside the door to fucking smoke a butt, and can't do nothing out there except fucking smoke a butt. I brought my beers out there and shit. It was just fucking like, I don't know, like fucking, this is fucking just sitting out here and fucking like a porch monkey or some shit. So I was gonna wrap this up. I mean, fucking, I meant to say too, if you remember, the first section of this, I was at McDonald's. There was, these two fucking, like, whatever, high school girls, I guess, in fucking, like, short shorts. And I wanted to, wanting you to fucking like pay him to like wash your car or whatever. I'm like, yeah, maybe, like, whatever, you know what I mean? Then I'm like, fucking, like, it's weird how they're just, I didn't see them like doing anything but like fucking like shaking their ass in like little short shorts to try to get people to fucking wash their car. The thing is, that's a scam. They'll believe that, because as I drove around the other side of the fucking the parking lot, the car wash is there, and hey, guess what? There's no fucking like little fucking high school girls in short shorts washing your car like it's a fucking, you know, wet t-shirt contest or anything like that. It was just fucking a bunch of dudes, like fucking whatever, high school guys, like fucking, you know, just washing the car. So yeah, if you see that, yeah, that's a scam that's going around now. I mean, just, I thought I'd make everybody aware of that. If you see girls, you know, fucking advertising, you know, physical labor, they're not going to do it. They're just going to fucking guys do it. They're just the advertisers. I guess that's how it goes anyway. What else we got here? What else is going on in the news? Yeah, I was saying, like, fucking, like, they switched my room, so fucking, like, whatever, they can watch me jack off. I thought it was funny, as soon as I walk in this fucking room, there's just a box of tissues laying, like, right on the fucking, you know, there's a nightstand with nothing else on it but tissues, so it's just kind of like, whatever, it's just fucking, like, J.O., you know, I'm by myself, you know, so if he has some tissues to fucking jerk, you know, after you jerk off, fucking clean it up. I don't know, maybe I'll do that, but I don't know. I'm just fine. I'm too tired right now to fucking jerk off. What else was I going to go over? what other important fucking travel reports is I going to go over? The food situation here. I'm just fucking like whatever. I'm just what the fuck did I? Yeah, so. Yeah, so there's a bar in Fun Spot. There's like a tavern, but it's kind of like sectioned off. So I saw that, and I'm like, oh, that's kind of cool. So, like, you know, can I just fucking, you know, get a beer and just fucking walk around with the arcade? But no, they won't let you. Like, you have to fucking, like, just like in the tavern is the only place you can have beer, you know, and fucking like drink and shit. So I'm just like, fuck, I'm like, all right, cool. So I thought it was all set. I'm just fucking like, oh, you know, it's a tavern or whatever. There's fucking like drinks there and shit. There's got to be like food and, you know, all that bullshit. So I thought it was good. But, kind of a weird setup, because they don't really have food in the tavern. What they do is they order, you know, I order them fucking, I'm like, oh, you know, they have pizza there and shit. So I'm like, all right, well, you know, fucking, like, whatever, you just fucking, yeah, I was, you know, I got a beer, and the fucking, like, oh, yeah, I'm just fucking, like, I'll get a pizza, too, and, yeah, they just order from, like, this, like a restaurant, I guess you'd call it, like, you know, it's more like a cafeteria-type thing, like, downstairs, very bottom floor of the place. So they just order, like, a pizza from there, and then they fucking bring the pizza up to the tavern, and like that's like, you know what I mean, that's the food you get from fucking the tavern, is that fucking whatever the fuck cafeteria type fucking food. So whatever, you know, I get a fucking, like, I'm like, all right, whatever. So yeah, so that was kind of like the most expensive part of the trip. They had like fucking, I'm like, all right, like whatever, I get fucking a couple I guess pints of beer for, I think it's like $5 or something a piece, and like whatever, I had like three of them there. And then I kept a few Guinnesses, I got from the liquor store in my car, and let me tell you, it's like whatever, I just fucking like whatever, after, you know, every hour or so, just go up to the car and just smoke a couple butts and just fucking pound a Guinness. I was worried, I threw them all in the fridge, and just fucking like, oh man, it's gonna suck, fucking, you know, having like piss warm Guinness, but that's how they drink them in Ireland, it's just fucking like warm. And it sounds gross, I know, but let me tell you, it's fucking like those piss warm fucking Guinnesses in my car, man, those fucking went down smooth, like so fucking smooth. Like I was just fucking like, I was like, oh man, this is fucking like ridiculous. I was just fucking like pounding these things like it's fucking like crazy. That's what I did. So yeah, I had like three or four beers in like a shot or something, you know, throughout the night, just going to that tavern. And so I ordered a fucking like pizza. I'm just fucking like, oh, whatever, this will be decent. It wasn't decent. It was fucking pretty shitty. The pizza was gross. And I'm like, fucking like, oh, whatever. Just like a tiny, like little personal pizza. This is the food section, the food reviews of the show. So, yeah, so I'm fucking like, ah, whatever. I eat that. I'm like, ah, well, that wasn't very good. Like, whatever. I'm just thinking, like, ah, what, you know, just fucking like, oh, well, there's that place downstairs I can go to and just fucking get whatever. So I'm looking, I'm like, fucking like, ah, go down there. And fucking like, you know, an hour later, I'm fucking still hungry after that shitty little pizza. So I'm like, fucking like, yeah, just give me a hot dog, whatever. Fucking, get a hot dog. And it's fucking, that thing was fucking awful. Like, it was so bad. I went to fucking the movie theater the other day and got like a hot dog there. I was like, fucking like, holy shit, like, this thing's like amazing as far as like shitty fucking like roller hot dogs go. This thing's fucking like great from the movie theater. And then I fucking like, so I get the thing at fucking like here at fucking like Fun Spot. I'm like, this thing is fucking like real gross. Like, it's fucking just like tastes like awful. Like, fucking like the bread on there is more appetizing than the actual, hot dog itself. So I'm like, all right, whatever, that sucks. So I had like, you know, two shitty things to eat in there, like fucking like whatever. So still fucking like hungry, like, you know what I mean? Just fucking, I haven't really eaten anything in all day. So yeah, here's my hot pro tip is when you go to Fun Spot, get the buffalo chicken tenders, because yeah, it took a little while for them to make it, and it was like, you know, towards the end of the night where I'm just fucking like, well, what am I doing just sitting here waiting? You know what I mean? Fucking, I should be fucking playing games and shit. But so I waited a little bit, fucking, but they're definitely worth it. Fucking buffalo chicken tenders, and, you know, I get some blue cheese on the side, blue cheese dressing, and yeah, that's fucking definitely the way to go. Those are top notch. Only good thing I've eaten all day. I got some trail mix out in the car. I was debating whether to go and grab it, but that just might be a tomorrow thing. I don't know. Again, I'm ready to fucking pass the fuck out. I'm trying to think what the fuck else. That's the thing. Fucking nothing really too crazy happened. I mean, you know, no real crazy stories. Knock on wood, I guess. Just like thinking, just fucking, I don't know. Like I said, it's fucking, usually something happens to me. It's fucking like, nah, pretty much what I planned to do. Just fucking like drove up here, got this hotel room. Everything's pretty pretty standard. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. What else do you want from me? I can't fucking manufacture crazy shit. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm about to fucking pass out. So, I don't know. I get other shit that I'm, I don't know. I'm just going to leave everything for a fucking normal episode next week, I guess. That's going to be episode 99. But, yeah, I probably have like half of it fucking all in my notebook here, which I was planning on reading if I had nothing to bullshit about. But I talked about chicken tenders and hot dogs and shit, so that's definitely worth it. Next week you get 99, and then so then episode 100 is coming up. That'll be a big deal, I guess. I don't know, it's some fucking bullshit I'm gonna throw together. I'm done. I'm probably gonna smoke one more butt and just fucking crawl into bed and use these tissues on my fucking cum to clean up my cum. This has been the Grunt Free Press podcast. I warned you it was gonna be fucking just awful, pretty bad. And anything I do outside the norm is usually ends up pretty terrible. GruntFreePress.com is the website. I'm your host, Absolute Deicide. You can email podcast@gruntfreepress.com, and I'm going to go to sleep listening to some better podcast than mine. I'm probably going to listen to like Gavin McGinnis be a fucking sack of shit to put me to bed. That's probably my plan. So good night and good luck, ladies, and just ladies. I don't give a fuck about
you fucking faggots.